9:40 is the time. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. And for the past year plus in this time slot, it's been all about COVID. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital, here to answer your questions. Dr. Most, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Dean. How are you doing today?
Beautiful day. Doing very well. Hope you are, too. All the talk are the new mandates that have been handed down, new rules about loosening up, about wearing masks and distancing and doing things. How do you feel about all of that?
Yeah. You know, I'm a little mixed. One, I'm very positive about it. Two, I just look at the timing of it could not have been, I don't want to say worse or better, but I just kind of look at it and say, I wish they would have waited a couple weeks and kind of linked it with vaccination rates as well as the information that came out on these studies. And it would have made more sense. I think this sudden abrupt change has gotten people with mistrust or uncertainty of credibility of the CDC, and they certainly didn't need that at this point.
Some people have been saying that they thought it might be linked to trying to get people to be vaccinated. Since the ruling came down that if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask in certain settings anymore, like we have for the past year. Do you think there's any credence to that?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, when you look at the statistics right now, where we're at, we're creeping up right to that point of those who are vaccine hesitant. And to throw this out as a positive as far as the how well the vaccine is working, as well as an incentive for those individuals, I think is certainly was a portion of the reasoning behind it. And, you know, we've been waiting for these studies that happened to come out last week that showed that once you've been vaccinated, the chance of you transmitting the disease is extremely low. That's what people have to understand. The only reason we were wearing masks after we were vaccinated is we were unsure as to whether a vaccinated individual could then go on and transmit the disease. And these studies that came out showed that there's a very low chance of that.
I went to my first red carpet the other day, you know, and red carpets, people think, oh, it's so glamorous and it's so fun. It's crowded. It's chaotic. This was the biggest group of people that I've been in the last year plus. I would say probably about half of them without masks. And I kept my mask on the entire time. I'm not an advocate of taking the mask off. I just don't think it's the end of the world like some people, you know, make off to be. It's like, ooh, I have to wear my mask. I haven't gotten the flu this year. I haven't gotten a cold. I just feel like it's protecting me, even if it's not COVID related. Being in a big crowd like I was in the other night, I was happy to have some protection. Some for me, but mostly for the other people who I was around.
Dean, 100%, and I think people have to understand that. I hope we don't get to a point of now people shaming individuals for wearing a mask. You know, there's a couple things. One is they're doing it out of courtesy for others. That's one thing. Two, you don't know with that individual that's wearing a mask, whether they're immunocompromised, whether they haven't been able to get vaccinated yet because of a social reason or a medical reason. You don't know if they have pulmonary heart disease, and this is going to lower their anxiety. So masks, they get to be a commonplace for people who are comfortable with it, and we're just going to have to get over that. Knowing that the vaccine works as well, I think we will start to get more people comfortable with not wearing a mask at certain places and at certain times, but we're still nowhere near that herd immunity number as well, so we have to be very careful there.
What's it going to take, Kevin, to get to that herd immunity number?
Yeah, what's really going to have to happen, Dean, is that we are going to have to get those on the fence to fall off onto the right side of the fence. You know, we're creeping up at, 52, 58, depending on where you look at the numbers of individuals across the entire United States have received at least one dose. Here in Illinois, we're at 62% for one dose. So we know we're creeping up right up against that number that nationally we've known there's 30% essentially that have said, I'm not going to get the vaccine. Those are the ones that we're going to try to have to tip. But then the good news as well coming out last week with the Pfizer doses being approved for adolescents 12 to 16 years old is very promising. But now you have the concern with parents of do I want my child to be vaccinated? So we're kind of in this tumultuous point right now, but certainly the science is leading us to believe that we're continuing to move in the right direction.
Yeah, I just I don't see any point in hurrying at this point. And it's a completely different level of comfort for me, at least. Anyway, I don't find the mask in any way intrusive. You know, it gives me comfort. I think it gives me some protection and also protection for people around me. But I think maybe you have indoctrinated me a little bit that we need to proceed on the side of caution with all of this right now.
100%. You know, we've gone so far. That was my comment about the CDC and the timing of this. So abrupt. It should have been more, you know, slowly guidance on of here's how we're doing with vaccinations. We are looking at studies right now. We're reviewing them. And, you know, if this happened on June 15th or July 4th, totally different than right now, where 2 weeks ago we were still struggling to get to find appointment times for vaccines. So I just look at the timing of it. And the CDC PR media relations, I think that they need a little work, because they took something that could have been really great and unfortunately, I think, has thrown a curveball into everyone's mind as far as, well, what do we believe and what do we know? 2 weeks ago we couldn't. Right. Now all of a sudden we can.
Right.
It's a little concerning.
Yeah, it seemed a little odd to me as well. I'm going to take a break in a second and get to your questions for Dr. Kevin Most. 312-981-7200 if you want to call. If you want to text, 312-981-7200. Also, after the break, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about these eight New York Yankee players who were vaccinated and then tested positive for COVID. TV host Bill Maher, vaccinated and then tested positive for COVID. How does that happen? I'll get answers to that and more coming up next on
Chicago's very own WGN.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital, on the line with us. These two stories, Kevin, that I was talking about, the New York Yankees that had been vaccinated and TV host Bill Maher vaccinated, all of them still testing positive for COVID-19. Explain.
Yeah, Dean, and this is what I was talking about, the CDC and talking about bad timing. So two things. One, I want to make sure everybody understands that when you get vaccinated, there is no chance that you will test positive. In other words, the vaccine cannot give you COVID. So that is not, well, this is how we would explain it. The bad thing about this is the CDC has just come out saying, boy, once you've been vaccinated, the chance of you transmitting this illness is very low. Now, we know they got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so we know that it was 75% effective. So we know, okay, so did they fall within this 25%? Well, the math just doesn't work out. So is this an anomaly or is it something that we need to learn more about? So it's a little, I don't want to say concerning, but it's a little sad that the two messages now are being even mixed even more, right? We have CDC saying you can't transmit it. And then we have the public, you know, saying, wait a second, what about these Yankees guys? Now, the seven that tested positive are totally asymptomatic. You have to remember that they are in this Major League Baseball bubble kind of testing atmosphere where they're tested continuously. But for them to test positive 2 weeks after the vaccine, even though it was Johnson & Johnson, they are asymptomatic. But it's a little concerning now saying, well, it certainly looks now that they may be able to spread the illness. And again, goes back to masking.
Same with Bill Maher, asymptomatic, you know, testing positive. You know, just to put into people's minds, just because you are vaccinated doesn't mean that you might not test positive for COVID-19 because of the efficacy rates, right, of these vaccines, that even though they're very high, there's still a small chance that you could test positive and get the virus.
Correct. And even these studies that came out that the CDC is saying this is why you no longer need to wear a mask are not at 100%. They were in the mid-80s, 85, 82, 86. So we still know that that's going to happen. But we do also know that those who are fully vaccinated and do get, so we know we've had some breakthrough cases, the viral load is much lower. They're often asymptomatic or very mild symptoms. So I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need to make sure that we're still getting vaccinated. But again, the caution now is with confusion as far as who do I believe? Do I believe the Yankee story? Do I believe the CDC? And that's where I wish the timing of this was spread out a little bit more and that we had more time to look at the studies.
Yeah, Mary Jo, you're on the line with Dr. Kevin Most. Good morning.
Good morning. My question, Dr. Most, is prompted by my daughter not allowing her 19-year-old daughter, my granddaughter, to have the vaccine right now. She's very afraid that there could be repercussions later on. Like, remember, we can't forget the drug thalidomide and how it affected the fetuses. Is there any, have there been any studies for the safety of this drug, this vaccine on unborn kids?
Yeah, absolutely, Mary Jo. As a matter of fact, we know we've had tens of thousands of actual individuals who were either pregnant while they got it or got the vaccine and then now are pregnant. So the ones actually, some of the studies have shown that in fact the mother is allowed, when she breastfeeds, is actually giving protection to the baby. So certainly this is not a thalidomide-like medication at all. This is not. This is a vaccine that we know is safe. Influenza vaccines we give to parents, we give to women all the time. As a matter of fact, we want anybody who's going to go through flu season to be vaccinated for influenza. COVID is the same. The repercussions of the disease and the impact that it could have on the baby is a lot worse than any perceived concern with the vaccine and the baby.
Thank you very much. Now I have something to speak with my daughter about based on that.
Like an expert. Speak like an expert. Yeah. Thank you, Mary Jo. Roger, you're next on WGN.
Good morning, Dean and Dr. Most. My question is, not that they have opened it up where outside that you don't have to wear the mask, and now even they're saying it's safe to go indoors, and there are a percentage of stores that are now requiring you to wear the mask. How can you be so sure that people that come in the stores, unless you show your card, haven't been vaccinated?
Really can't, right?
Roger, you're spot on. And, you know, a vaccinated individual who still decides to wear a mask is not a threat, and that is good. But any unvaccinated individual who decides they're not going to wear a mask is putting themselves at much higher risk. You know, so we have these individuals that don't believe in the vaccine or don't believe in COVID, and now they've looked at this decision and say, oh, this is great. This is my out. I don't even have to wear a mask anymore. Those are the individuals that we're seeing getting COVID right now or being hospitalized right now. And I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, we are going to be responsible for the consequences of our decisions. And we in the health field certainly don't want to see that. We want to see our numbers continue to go down. But that's another concern we have, is that once we've sent this message that you don't need a mask, are the unvaccinated going to go along with it and say, hey, I don't have to prove that I've been vaccinated, but I'm not wearing a mask?
Yeah, very strange time. Roger, thank you for your call. Kevin, thank you for your time, as always. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital. I hope you're going to wind up on a golf course today with this gorgeous day today, Kevin.
Dean, I think I will hit my first shot before Swanee's done with the news.
I had a feeling you might be out there. Thanks, Kev. Have a great day.
Take care.